Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Understudy Productions' production of Bear.
We did, at the Brisbane Powerhouse as part of the Melt Festival.
Yes. A lot of words there.
And I have a lot to say about this show. Well, you can start.
Okay. I've heard about Bear for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it praised up to the with Jesus.
But a production that, despite the fact that those in the know praise up to the bejesus, never actually made it to Broadway.
No. And I might be a fault of my own. When I hear something praised up to the
wazoo,
go, can't be that good.
Would have made it to Broadway.
Exactly. And so I wasn't not looking forward to it. I was just...
Well, Alex Woodward, who is the founder of Understudies Productions, has...
Not yet us down.
Not once. He has an ability to pick shows and cast them in a way that is really, really commendable. I've not seen a loser. But this one, oh my giddy aunt. I have a tissue index, right?
Yeah.
And, look. So we're going from tissue commercial, which could be one box, depending on whether it's got puppies in it, to Les Mis, which could be a Kleenex truck full. Well, this was nearly a Kleenex truck full. It may even have been more so. The whole second act...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the premise is it's set in a school. We have two gay young men, one of whom I think is probably more conflicted, would be the best description.
But they're both fairly conflicted.
It's a Catholic school. It's a religious school. There's a lot of voices in their heads telling them that this is not a thing. Plus the parental expectations, etc., etc. But one of them is more prepared to say, well, look, this is who I am.
But
also gets better advice, to be fair.
I'd also say that the one that isn't in the most conflict, it's not like a one is open and ready and
isn't. No.
It goes kind of back and forth on which one is...
Yeah, look, these boys adore each other. They just... don't feel safe about it, and we have a mum who adores her son, but also doesn't really have the language to tell him. And but also, I suspect there's a lot of it to tell his friend, her friends, and the dreams of having the grandkids and all of that that's wrapped up in it. Played tonight by Jenny Woodward,
the mother played by Jenny Woodward. Who?
Alex's mum, and also the ABC
weather
reader that many, many Queenslanders know and love in a role very different from how we know of Jenny.
Yeah.
We were discussing, because we have actually been in the car for a while, we had to go visit my mum. We were discussing the question of who would you consider leads in this
It is
piece?
A very big ensemble.
It is. There is both the young men were definite standouts, but which one I would call the lead is a little bit... I oscillated between the two of them, to be honest. And they were both stunning, stunning performances. And the same with our women, because we had...
A scene stealer of one of the boys' sisters.
Yeah, and a nun.
A nun.
Who was also just so funny. Some of the lines. Catholic school would have been a whole lot more entertaining if we'd had any nuns like her. I'm telling you, there weren't any. None. Another terrific role there. There was a sort of a girl who...
The typical girl next door that in the more heteronormative version of this.
She was Juliet the school play. You know, she was that girl.
Yeah.
Who was desperately in love with one of our young men. And then his sister, who was also a fantastic role, very sassy and said all the things that you'd like to because, you know, she really didn't have a lot to lose, did she?
No.
And so there were these great, beautiful comic moments, and then, oh, give me the tissues back.
Yeah.
Please. Just another bucket load of them.
Yeah, it was a fascinating, fascinating show.
Incredibly well written, with a lot of light and shade. You know, if it was that sad all the way through.
It had to be Les Mis.
It would be. But it was bare. It was real. It was raw. It was sad. It was the kind of musical that a mother should see with her son, I think.
Yeah.
Even a son who's straight.
Much to the shock of everyone that knew me growing up.
Including your mother.
Yeah.
Sweetie, you had to come out as straight. It's very unfair, isn't it? What? You're straight? How am I going to tell everybody?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with this production. It's just...
It was beautiful. And the set. Let's talk about the set.
The set. It was...
simplistic, but so full of
it was perfect for this show.
Yeah.
I walked in and I saw the set, and knowing a bit about the show because I'd read up on it when people
raved.
So I know a bit about the show and I know the basic plot. So going in and I saw the set, I'm like, this set is perfect for this show.
Yeah, there's little references to crosses and stained glass without being too in your face. Look, I admit that for the first 10 or 15 minutes, it took me a while because it was quite loud.
It's also sung through.
Yeah.
A bit Les Mis-like.
That was all right. That, you know, that either works for me or it doesn't. And they kind of embraced that in a positive way. But it was very loud. But then...
We were also in the front row, right in front of the speakers.
We were. But then the layers started to reveal themselves, and you got more of these belting, tragically sad power ballads in it, and that kind of sort of rock musical type sound.
It's called Bear the Pop Opera. Yeah. It's often called a pop opera.
Yeah. And, but that sort of gave way to these much more measured, much more nuanced, the Tissue songs.
The Tissue songs.
But in fact, the whole second act.
Yeah, but there were some moments in the first.
Yeah. It wasn't like the first act was all shit and giggles and the second act was all tissues. It did take you on this emotional roller coaster ride. It's just my stomach was in my mouth in the loop for pretty much the whole of the second act. It should have come with a health warning. I think it said themes and language or something, and not this will kick you in the guts and keep doing it.
Yeah.
Bring tissues. Where's that warning? Huh?
Yeah.
Wine and chocolates will be provided.
It was some... Do you want to rate? Or is there anything more?
I've just been doing a lot of talking. If you'd like to have a little rant for a bit, that would be okay.
Look, I really loved this production. And it went in above and beyond my expectations of it. And I can see now why those people that I had spoken to that went on and on and on about this production did so.
So is this by way of public apology?
Yeah.
You don't get it often. People take it while you can get it. Trust me, I'm his mother.
Yeah. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Can I also say that it struck me that... You know the whole that never rains but it pours, the feminine and feast thing of performers in Brisbane?
Yeah.
Some of these people have done remarkably short turnarounds.
Yeah, there was
a number of people from Rent, a week ago?
Also from a week ago, the one actress in Beware of Boys is also in this.
Yeah, turned around to be our saucy nun with a lot of attitude. And the dream sequence is Mary. Very funny.
The dream sequence is Mary.
With
yeah.
angels the like of which you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, it was...
And, like, dream sequences can be so awkward and so awful, like the ballet, you know. The
dream ballet. The
dream ballet. Oh, God. This was kind of... It sort of referenced that, I thought, in its own... Completely not that. Please do not think you were going to get a dream ballet. You are not, thankfully. But there was almost a tip of the hat to that, I thought.
Yeah.
Whilst
yeah.
taking it... Nowhere near that.
It was... It was...
This is not Oklahoma.
No.
Thank God for that.
No. I'm not even going to grace up with the comment because I don't really hate Oklahoma.
What? Oh, man. That's more shocking than you not being gay. Sorry.
I mean, don't get me started on Carousel. But Oklahoma I don't hate. Okay. Let's get back to Bear.
Sorry. Were we talking about Bear?
Oh, God. I think we should rate.
Right.
We're going a different way home, so we're not going to pass ratings U-turn.
Yeah, we are. We're just not going to be doing a U-turn out of it. We're coming from the other direction. But anyway, that's...
Yeah.
That's okay.
Look, I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah, me too. So boring. It's better when we hate each other's opinion, but no.
Like if we ever see Oklahoma.
Please. I will be the one phoning it in. I mean, I know people phone in performances. Can I just phone in my review? It was shit. We did Oklahoma. Good night.
Oh, God. Yeah. Tomorrow we have The Tempest.
That's at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah?
And Cassandra and the Boy Doll in the evening.
Also, okay.
I think that's another
Melt show.
It certainly has the words Cassandra...
And the Boy Doll.
Boy Doll, and I think it's And.
I think I did see a sign. I think it is And.
Anyway, that.
Yep.
And it will be another big week with stuff, concluding with Queensland Theatre on Friday night. So get used to it, kids. We'll be back.
Yes, we will.
Good night.
Bye-bye.